This is News Talk, your AI-curated top stories on the nation, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first article, DMK's strong stance, refusing concessions in Lottery King donation controversy. The DMK has taken a firm position against the AIADMK's critique over electoral bonds, emphasizing transparency and denying any concessions to donors. The highlight of this controversy is a whopping donation of 509 crore rupees made to the DMK by Future Gaming, a company owned by the so-called Lottery King, Santiago Martin, who has been under the Enforcement Directorate's scrutiny. This development raises significant questions about political funding, transparency, and accountability in the intricate world of electoral politics. Moving to our next article, in a recent fiery exchange, Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered a bold retort to Rahul Gandhi's critique concerning Shakti or power. Modi criticized the India Bloc's manifesto, claiming it sought to undermine Shakti, a term deeply symbolic of feminine strength and empowerment in the Indian context. With a tone of reverence, Modi underscored the importance of women and their embodiment of Shakti, pointing to the nation's collective homage to Shiv Shakti through the triumphant Chandrayaan mission. This, he contrasted sharply against the opposition's approach, emphasizing not just a defense but a celebration of strength and prowess. It's a narrative of two contrasting views, with Modi harnessing a moment of national pride to counter opposition criticism and highlight his and his party's respect and dedication to the concept of strength, both terrestrial and celestial. Moving to our next article. Former Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan had some strong words for Rahul Gandhi's recent yatras, labeling them as Congress Todo, Congress Chodo yatras. Chauhan pointed out that these yatras seem to have an unintended consequence. Areas through which these yatras passed, according to him, saw significant setbacks for the Congress party, including defeats in elections and even senior leaders choosing to leave the party. This criticism shines a light on the internal challenges and public perception struggles faced by the Congress party. Moving to our next article. Let's delve into a recent statement by Kiran Mazumdar Shaw, the executive chairperson of Biocon Limited. She has personally clarified that her contributions to political parties through electoral bonds were made from her personal funds and not on behalf of her company. Interestingly, one of the key recipients of her donations is the Janata Dal, secular, led by H.D. Deve Gowda. Mazumdar Shaw highlights her commitment to supporting election campaigns through transparent and white money. Moreover, she points out that these contributions were nominal, emphasizing the principle over the amount. This gesture underlines the importance of transparency and ethical support in the political arena. An impressive stance by Kiran Mazumdar Shaw, indeed. Moving to our last article, we delve into a compelling story titled Unlocking Secrets: How Political Parties Use Electoral Bonds for Anonymous Donations, an Insider's Guide. This investigative piece reveals how major political parties, such as the BJP, Congress, DMK, and several others, have consistently declined to disclose the identities of their donors who contribute through electoral bonds. These parties justify their lack of transparency by citing current legal frameworks that apparently allow for such anonymity. Interestingly, it was found out that the lion's share of donations received by the DMK came from a single lottery firm. Moreover, these revelations come in the shadow of the Supreme Court's 2019 order, which had called for increased transparency in political donations by asking for donor details. This piece raises important questions about the ethics and implications of anonymous political funding in India's democracy.